A relatively tranquil week of weather is expected across the northern plains and upper Midwest, and our temperatures will work their way above normal, especially in areas that are snow-free this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do still have snow on the ground in the northern half of North Dakota and far northern Minnesota, and that snow will likely continue to work against the big warm-up, at least for a little while longer. But our temperatures are expected to trend warmer, and as they do, we will see more snow melt occur. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the 30s and 40s across North Dakota and northern Minnesota. And of course, the coolest weather will likely be in the snow-covered areas. To the south, in South Dakota and southern Minnesota, spring will be present. We'll see a lot of 50s and lower 60s occurring there. We also expect to see a very similar scenario expected to play out tomorrow and even on Wednesday. And on Wednesdays, when will probably push a little bit more of that warmer air into North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and that will help to melt a larger amount of the remaining snow. It'll still take a while for the rest of the snow to disappear, especially northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Now, the temperatures will be in the 50s routinely in the southern parts of our region. Most of those 60-degree readings that I mentioned will be mostly today, but we could see a few other readings like that in the Badlands of South Dakota. As we get out to Thursday and Friday, not much changes likely on Thursday, but Friday we will bring some cooler air back southward across parts of the region. We'll see many areas reporting highs in the 30s and 40s that day. And on Saturday, kind of a similar day with fewer 30-degree readings, but a lot of 40s expected across many areas with a few lower 50s in the south. Our nighttime temperatures this week are expected to continue to drop below freezing, with the coldest conditions coming up at the end of the week. And at that time, we will see some upper teens and 20s occurring across the area. Now, we'll probably come up with some temperatures a little bit warmer than that over the next night or two, but we'll still be in the 20s in the north and some 30s there. And we will see some temperatures staying above freezing for a brief period of time Wednesday morning, but we're not going to see that last very long. Precipitation for the region is certainly going to be limited this week. We have a little disturbance that's pushing through the northeastern corner of the region this afternoon, and will stay with us today. We'll expect northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota see some spits and spats of light precipitation, mostly rain and snow both. And we will look for cooler air to come around a little later in the week. But before that happens, we'll see another round of rain and snow possible for a brief period of time in northern and eastern North Dakota and the northern and central parts of Minnesota. That is expected to occur Tuesday. As the colder air begins to seep southward across the border from Canada on Wednesday into Thursday, we'll see a few snow flurries and snow showers in the northeast part of our region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.